जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जयो गिरी वरदारी जयो जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरी वरधारी जय गिरी वरधारी जयो यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जयो ब्रज जन रंजन जयो यमुना तीर बनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो यमुना तीर बनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरी वरधारी जय गिरी वरधारी जयो यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन जयो ब्रज जन रंजन जयो यमुना तीर बनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रुतश्रीमद्भय चरणारविंद भक्तिविनोद स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रुत श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय। नवाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। सामवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। ताय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 27. Namo kinchan vittaya nivritta gunavrittaye atma ramaya shantaya kaivalya pataye namaha. Namo kinchan vittaya nivritta gunavrittaye atma ramaya shantaya kaivalya pataye namaha. Namo kinchana vittaya nivritta gunavrittaye atma ramaya shantaya kaivalya pataye namaha. Namaha, all obeisances unto you. Akinchan vittaya, unto the property of materially impoverished. Nivritta, completely transcendental, to the actions of the material modes. Guna, material modes. Vrittaye, affection. Atma ramaya, one who is self-situated, one who is self-satisfied. Shantaya, the most gentle. Kaivalya pataye, unto the master of the monists. Namaha, bowing down. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My obeisances are unto you who are the property of the materially impoverished. You have nothing to do with the actions and the reactions of the material modes of nature. You are self-satisfied and therefore you are most gentle and are master of the monists. Purport. It's a long purport. Prabhupada has written. A living being is finished as soon as there is nothing to possess. Therefore, a living being cannot be, in the real sense of the term, a renouncer. A living being renounces something for gaining something more valuable. A student sacrifices his childish proclivities to gain better education. A servant gives up his job for a better job. Similarly, a devotee renounces the material world, not for nothing, but for something tangible in spiritual value. Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and others gave up their worldly pomp and prosperity for the sake of service of the Lord. They were big men in worldly sense. The Goswamis were ministers in the government service of Bengal. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of a big zamindar of his time. But they left everything to gain something superior to what they previously possessed. The devotees are generally without material prosperity, but they have a very secret treasure house in the lotus feet of the Lord. There is a nice story about Srila Sanatana Goswami. He had a touchstone and this stone was left in a pile of refuse. A needy man took it, but later on he wondered why the valuable stone was kept in such a neglected place. He therefore asked Sanatan for the most valuable thing, and then he was given the holy name of the Lord. Akinchana means one who has nothing to give materially. A factual devotee or Mahatma does not give anything material to anyone because he has already left all material assets. He can, however, deliver the supreme asset, namely the personality of Godhead, because he is the only property of a factual devotee. The touchstone of Sanatana Goswami, which was thrown in the rubbish, was not the property of the Goswami. Otherwise, it would not have been kept in such a place. This specific example is given for the neophyte devotees just to convince them that material hankerings and spiritual advancement go ill together. Unless one is able to see everything as a spiritual in relationship with the Lord, one must always distinguish between spirit and matter. A spiritual master like Srila Sanatana Goswami, although personally able to see everything as spiritual, set this example for us only, because we have no such spiritual vision. Advancement of spiritual vision, advancement of material vision or material civilization is a great stumbling block for spiritual advancement. Such material advancement entangles the living being in the bondage of a material body, followed by all sorts of material miseries. Such material advancement is called anartha, or things not wanted. Actually, this is so. In the present context of material advancement, one uses lipstick at a cost of 50 cents, and there are so many unwanted things which are all products of material conception of life. By diverting attention to so many unwanted things, human energy is spoiled without achievement of spiritual realization, the prime necessity of human life. The attempt to reach the moon is another example of spoiling energy, because even if the moon is reached, the problems of life will not be solved. The devotees of the Lord are called akinchanas because they have practically no material assets. Such material assets are all products of the three modes of material nature. They foil spiritual energy, and thus, the less we possess such products of material nature, the more we have a good chance for spiritual progress. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no direct connection with material activities. All His acts and deeds, which are exhibited even in this material world, are spiritual and without affection for the modes of material nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that all His acts Even his appearance and disappearance in and out of the material world are transcendental. And one who knows this perfectly shall not take his birth again in this material world, but will go back to Godhead. The material disease is due to hankering after and lording it over material nature. This hankering is due to an interaction of the three modes of nature. And neither the Lord nor the devotees have attachment for such false enjoyment. Therefore, the Lord and the devotees are called Nivritta Gunavritti. The perfect Nivritta Gunavritti is the Supreme Lord, because he never becomes attracted by the modes of material nature, whereas the living beings have such a tendency. Some of them are entrapped by the illusory attraction of material nature. Because the Lord is the property of the devotees and the devotees are the property of Lord reciprocally, the devotees are certainly transcendental to the modes of material nature. That is a natural conclusion. Such unalloyed devotees are distinct from the mixed devotees who approach the Lord for mitigation of the miseries and poverty, or because of inquisitiveness and speculation. The unalloyed devotees and the Lord are transcendentally attached to one another. For others, the Lord has nothing to reciprocate, and therefore he is called Atma Rama, self-satisfied. Self-satisfied as he is the master of all monists who seek to merge into the existence of the Lord. Such monists merge within the personal effulgence of the Lord called the Brahma Jyoti. But the devotees enter into the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, which are never to be misunderstood as material. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshutarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Welcome everyone to our Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are discussing from Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 27, the very famous section of the prayers of Kunti Maharani are going on. So, seeking blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification. So, this is a wonderful section, the first section of the prayers of Bhagavatam, where Kunti Maharani is offering her heartfelt devotion to the Supreme Lord. And in this beautiful verse, she is telling, my obeisances are unto you, who are the property of materially impoverished. So as soon as a person, if an outsider hears this, The first question will come, do we have to become impoverished to get Krishna's mercy? Because the whole purpose of a living entity coming to this material world is, he wanted to establish his own kingdom, wanted to become a king. So this concept of poverty is very unappealing. Nobody wants to be poor, because poverty means suffering condition of life where you have to depend on others, and it is very embarrassing. So people, they want to have so many material possessions, and they think that the more I'll possess, the more I'll enjoy, the more I'll be protected. But Bhagavatam dispels this misconception right in the beginning, in the second canto. Shukdeva Goswami says, Deha Patya Kalatra Adishu Atma Sainyeshu Asatsu Api Tesham Pramatto Nidhanam Pashyan Apina Pashyati. A person thinks, my family, wealth, children, relatives, they will protect me. But they are themselves fallible. Because with all these, one wants to be peaceful. But the more one tries to get peace, the more it becomes like mirage, keeps receding away. It is very elusive. So, what is the difference between possessing, being possessive about the wealth of this world, and what we are trying to do? We are trying to be possessive about achieving the wealth of Krishna. So we'll be discussing this point, this theme. Although there are many themes in this verse, many beautiful themes Prabhupada also elaborates. We'll be discussing one of these themes about the difference between being possessive about the wealth of the world and the wealth of Krishna consciousness. So Bhagavatam describes in great detail what are the effects of possessing the wealth of this world. So the seven effects of the wealth of this world is, first is, any endeavor you do in relationship with the wealth of this world, arthasya sadhane siddhe utkarshe rakshane vyaye nasha upabhog. Whatever you do in earning, in attainment, in increasing, in protecting, the four things which are experienced, one is distress, second is anxiety, third is illusion, and fourth is intense labor. Tras, ayash, chinta, and bhram. Tras means intense distress, chinta, anxiety, ayashas, great labor, and bhrama, illusion. So the illusion of being controlled. I have so much of the wealth and I can control. Adhyo bhijanvanasmi konyo asti sadrishomaya. Who is equal to me? I can defeat everyone. So this is the illusion which a person gets. So these are the four effects. The fifth effect one has is one becomes proud of the wealth. And the result is one's consciousness gets degraded because of this pride. Vidya tapo vitta vapu vayokulai satam gunai shadvirasattam etara smritau hatayam bhritamana durdrisha stabdhana pasyantihi dhama bhuyasam. So Lord Shiva is telling to Parvati that your father Daksha, although he has good wealth, he has knowledge and opulence, everything he has, but because he is proud of all these things, all these good qualities, they are in vain. They have no good effect for this person. So if a person who has wealth, naturally he gets pride. So therefore, this is the fifth effect of being proud, of getting the wealth of this world. And for that matter, even if we come to Krishna consciousness, we get so much of the wealth in the form of so many skills, capacities, so many different types of arts we learn. And if we become proud, then it is also vain. So that is the wealth which we acquire as a byproduct. So one time one devotee, Lakshmi Narasimha Prabhu, so he was recalling that he was there in Guru Puja and Srila Prabhupada was sitting on the right and the Kirtan singer was some distance away singing. And this person was known for leading a very orchestrated Kirtan. And he had a very good voice. So Prabhupada sat in a meditative, tone and he was with his eyes closed. And this devotee started singing. And all the kartal players and mridang prayers, they are all into it. And suddenly, Prabhupada opened his eyes and said, stop the kirtan. And everybody froze. You know. And then there was another sannyasi who was sitting, who was standing. He said, you lead the kirtan. So this devotee, Lakshmi Narasimha Prabhu, was telling that, you know, Prabhupada was not impressed with the show of skill. Prabhupada was impressed with the devotion. So therefore, you know, whatever skills we may get, if we don't have the devotion and if we become proud of it, then it is all spoiled. So the sixth effect of acquiring the wealth of this world is it impels one to commit sinful activities. You know, we know the story in Mahabharata, it comes that Ashtavasus headed by Dyau, you know. So when, because they had so much of the wealth and opulence and they were devatas, so when they saw Vashishtha having a cow, Kamdhenu, so the wife of Dyau, she said, we should have that cow and we will fulfill all our desires. So although generally devatas, they are supposed to respect the sages, but because of the influence of the wealth and the fame and reputation which they had, they got intoxicated. And they committed a sinful activity of even stealing the cow from Vashishtha. And as a result, they were cursed. Another effect which is, happens when one acquires the wealth of this world is one gets intoxicated. You know, and one becomes actually blinded by the wealth. And the famous example of Nalkuvar and Manigreev. Rudrasyanucharo bhutva sudripto dhanadatmajo kailasho pavane ramye manda kinyo madotkato varuni madiram pitva mada ghurnita lochano stri jane ranugaya dhvir cheratu pushpite vane. So they were completely intoxicated and blinded by the wealth and blinded by the liquor also. They could not even realize that they are offending a great soul. So they became practically blinded by the wealth. Dhanandha. You know, people can become blind by birth, janmandha. But the wealth blinds a person even more. So the more one is hungry for respect and wealth, the more he gets intoxicated and illusioned. So that is the understanding. But in contrary to this material wealth, the wealth of Krishna consciousness, which we are trying to acquire, that is something different. And actually it is the rarest of the jewels one can acquire. So one time Patit Pavan Prabhu, he was telling that Srila Prabhupada, he gave us an example, beautiful example of what is the rarity of what we have received. So Prabhupada said that, just imagine there is a turtle who stays whole year under water and just comes once above the water to take air. And on the surface of the water, there is a log of wood which is floating with a hole in it. So what is the probability when the turtle comes up, his head will enter the hole of that log? That is the odds which we have received by getting this Krishna consciousness. It is so very rare. So there is no greater blessing one can achieve than getting this wealth of Krishna consciousness. So this akinchana vittaya, Srila Prabhupada gives one meaning and Chakravarti Thakur, he gives another meaning of this word, akinchana vittaya. So Prabhupada writes, akinchana vittaya means one who is the property of materially impoverished. So Lord, who is the property of materially impoverished. And Srila Chakravarti Thakur, he says, I offer my respects to he whose treasure is unalloyed devotees. So devotees are the treasure. And Prabhupada writes, Lord is a treasure. So both Lord and the devotees are glorified by this one word, akinchana vittaya. Because actually Lord considers the devotees as his wealth. In the third canto, when in the case of four Kumaras, you know, being stopped by Jai Vijay. So Lord comes and asks forgiveness. And he says, Yat seva yacharana padma pavitra renum sadhya shatakhilamalam pratilabda shilam na shri viraktim apimam vijahati asya preksha lavartha itare niyaman vahanti. So Lord is telling that just because I am keeping the dust of my devotee's feet on my head, that's why I have become so powerful that even Lakshmi Devi is not leaving my lotus feet. So that is the respect which Lord gives to his devotees. So that is how we also have to take the association of devotees. One time Soma Prabhu, he was telling that they were in Vrindavan, New Vrindavan with Srila Prabhupada. And that time this palace of gold was getting built. So Prabhupada was coming out of the construction site and one devotee, Bali Mardhan Prabhu, he said, Prabhupada, in Vaikuntha it is described that the walls are made up of jewels. So Prabhupada, he lifted his cane and pointed to all the devotees and said, these are my jewels. So the devotees are the jewels, they are the treasures. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he has helped us to understand the meaning of akinchana vittaya. Prabhupada writes, a living being is finished as soon as there is nothing to possess. One cannot be renouncer in the real sense, because we cannot live without possessing something. So we are interested in possessing the wealth of Krishna and Krishna prema. And in the case of Pandavas, Krishna was their wealth. Krishna was their real wealth. As Bhishma Dev tells, Yatra Dharma Suto Raja, Gadapani Vrikodara, Krishna Stri Gandivam Chapam, Suhurit Krishna. So Krishna was the real wealth of Pandavas. Because of that, even after going through all the calamities of the life, they never became despondent and they never lost their hope. So this wealth, so we heard that the wealth of this world makes one frustrated, creates anxiety, illusion. But if we have the wealth of this Krishna consciousness, then one becomes peaceful. As Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Nasti buddhira yuktasya, nacha yuktasya bhavana, nacha bhavayata shanti, ashantasya kutasukham. Na asti buddhi ayukta. A person whose intelligence is not fixed in me, he cannot be satisfied. Nacha bhavayata shanti. He cannot be peaceful. And one person who is not peaceful, he cannot be happy. So therefore, devotees are peaceful. Bhukti mukti siddhikami sakaliya shant. Krishna bhakta nishakama ate eva shant. We'll discuss about this peace also. What is this peace? Because in our current life, we don't see peace many times. You know, we may be seeing so many of the problems, and in today's situation where COVID is spreading, there is no peace. So what is this peace? So that we'll be discussing. So the devotees, they are akinchana. Akinchana is one of the qualities, 26 qualities which are mentioned of a devotee. So devotees, they have no material possessions. What does it mean? So two ways to understand this. First is, devotees, they don't have material possessions as an investment. That means, you know, he has material possessions, but he is not thinking that this is the way I'll be happy in this world. I have my nice family, husband, wife, wealth, and I'll be happy. That is not the understanding of a devotee. And second, he doesn't have possessive mentality. So because they know that whatever they have is property of Krishna. That's why many times devotees, they write, in care of. Whatever we have, it is property of Krishna. So one time, one Mataji, Manmohini Mataji, Prabhupada's disciple, she was sharing that. She heard in one of the classes of Brahmanand Prabhu, where he was telling that we were the guinea pigs of Prabhupada. Or we were like laboratory rats. And she was contemplating on this, and she said, actually, I understood that it is right. And she was telling that when she got married, so she called her mother that now I am a married woman, you know, because mother was not there. So mother, she asked, okay, really, what's his name? So this Mataji said, hold on, I'll ask him. So because she didn't know the legal name, you know. So she thought, maybe I'll ask the legal name, because initiated name she was knowing. So this mother, she became so upset. She said, hold on, I'll ask him means what? You know, you are nuts. And she just banged the phone down. So that's what she was, this Manmohini Mata, she was sharing that. We did unimaginable things that time. Getting married to a person whom you don't know, that too in the West, it was unimaginable. And then dancing on the streets and bed sheets, it was all far out thing for them. And they all did it. And that's what she was sharing, that I am so proud and grateful to be among Prabhupada's laboratory rats. I would gladly be one again and again, many, many times, many, many lifetimes over. So that is a kinchana. Completely dependent. Nothing is mine. And for Prabhupada's disciples, Prabhupada was their everything. Nothing is ours. Whatever Prabhupada says, we are ready to do. So that is the mentality of a devotee. Nothing belongs to me. Tadvai dhanushtai shava ratho hayaste soham rathi nipatayas tadanamanti sarvam shanena tadabhuda sadisha riktam bhasmam hutam kuhakaradhamivoptumushyam. So Arjuna is remembering. This is the same Gandiva, this is the same charioteer, same chariot, same horses. I am the same Arjuna. But still I was not able to defeat those infidel coward men. Because Krishna has taken away the power. And Prabhupada writes a brilliant line. One should not be puffed up by the borrowed plumes. Nothing belongs to us, everything is belonging to Krishna. Whatever skills, capacities, powers we have, it is all Krishna's. So devotees, when they start practicing and they start advancing, then the feeling comes, I belong to Krishna. Tadiya. I belong to Krishna. So Rameshwar Prabhu, he was telling that in 1974, he was in charge of BBT, and for some time he started feeling, I am not so comfortable doing this service. So he wrote to Prabhupada, because so many clashes were happening. So he wrote to Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, if I will continue serving, it would negatively affect BBT. So allow me to resign. So Prabhupada wrote back. He said, we'll discuss your situation in Mayapur festival, but I hope by then you'll come to your sound situation of mind, because this request to resign is insane. There is no such thing in spiritual life as resignation. Once having surrendered, it can never be withdrawn. So once we, tell Krishna, I am yours, then it is eternal. It should be eternal surrender. So that is tadiya. And then when one reaches the stage of bhava and prema, this feeling changes from tadiya to mamata. That is what is akinchana vittaya here. Krishna is mine. Lord is the property of materially impoverished. Lord is the property of devotees. Devotees think Krishna is mine. That is what Rupa Goswami writes. Mamatvati atishayankitaha. That is the definition of prema. So devotee has extreme sense of possessiveness. Krishna is mine. So therefore, when devotees, they give up the desire for all material opulence, then Lord gives them the greatest opulence of himself. He gives them his own lotus feet. But it is also said that only by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, one can become free of all the desires. Yat pad pankaja palas vilas bhaktya karmashayam grahitam udgrathayanti santa. So, what comes first? Giving up desires come first, or taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord comes first? So Chaitanya Charitamrita was telling in one of the classes that with whatever faith and determination we have to begin the process, surrender to Krishna, and seeing our eagerness, our determination, Krishna will reciprocate and give us more faith and more mercy. Swamatu swinna gatraya visrishta kavarasraja drishtva parishramam. So when Krishna sees the struggle of a devotee, then he gives his mercy. So that is why we need to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So shelter means a place where we are peaceful and relieved. There is no anxiety in shelter. When a person, so Bhagavatam gives the example, when a traveler comes back to his home, he feels satisfied. Similarly, a devotee, when he comes to the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, he is satisfied because there is no anxiety. Dhautatma purusha Krishna padamulam namunchati mukta sarva pariklesha pantha swasharanam yatha. So that's how a purified person who has no material desires and he has taken shelter of Krishna, he is completely peaceful. So therefore, we should be eager to acquire this wealth of Krishna. That's why we are here for, that's why we are endeavoring so much. So therefore, Kaviraj Goswami writes, Eyante lilasar sutra madhye visitar kori kichu kari lubibaran Iha madhye marijave barni tena paritabe ei lila bhakta garnandhan. So Kaviraj Goswami is telling, you know why I am describing the detail of all the Ante lila in the middle, in the madhya lila only? Because this leela is the treasure of the devotees. Iha madhye marijabe, because he doesn't know when he'll die. Ami briddha jaratur is very old. If I die, devotees will be bereft of the dhan. Ei leela bhakta gana dhan. So therefore we should be eager to acquire this wealth. So the wealth of this material world gives us anxiety, illusion, distress. But the wealth of Krishna makes us free from lamentation, illusion and fear. Yasyam vaishruyamanayam krishne paramapuruṣe bhaktir utpadyate pumsam shoka moha bhayapaha. So that is the contrast between the wealth of this world and wealth of Krishna. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to distribute this wealth. Sai panch tattva mili prithvi asiya purve prema bhandare ra mudra ughadiya. Pache mili lute prem kore aswadan yata yata piye trishna bhade anukshan. That's why Panchatattva has come and distributed this mercy everywhere. And that's why Kaviraj Goswami is writing in detail so that we can acquire this wealth. It is there, everyone has now, you know, everyone has smart devices. Everything is there, all Chaitanya Lila, Krishna Lila is there. So we have to try to acquire this wealth. Sesha Lilara Sutragan Kailu Kichu Bibaran Iha Vistarite Chittahoy Thake Yadi Ayushesh Vistari Ba Lila Shesh Yadi Mahaprabhur Kripahoy. So if Mahaprabhu shows mercy, I will describe in detail. So therefore I am writing in brief all this. Payayara Agyadhan Vrajera Vaishnavagan Bando Tara Mukhya Haridas Chaitanya Vilasa Sindhu Kallo Lera Eka Bindu Tara Kona Kahe Krishnadas. So this is the treasure which I have received, Kaviraj Goswami is telling. This dhana, this agya is a dhan. This treasure which I have received of the order of all the Brajvasis. That's why I am writing this. So this is the mahadhan which we have to accumulate. And if we don't endeavor for all this wealth, then everything else is useless. Otherwise, that's why Prataprudra Maharaj, when he was not able to receive the mercy of Krishna, he was completely desperate and despondent. Tara pratigya mora na karibe darshan, mora pratigya taha bina chhadi ba jivan. So Prataprudra Maharaj says, if I don't get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the use of living? Yadi sei Mahaprabhu na pai kripa dhan kiba rajya kiba deha sab akaran. If I don't receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the use of my wealth and kingdom and this body? So that is real akinchan. Although he is the king, he has all the wealth, all the property, but he is thinking, if I don't get the mercy of Krishna, then what is the use? So the problem is, when we invest in something, we are in anxiety that it will be lost. And when we invest in relationships, when we invest in things, we are concerned it may be lost or I may lose the relationship. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, the advancement of material vision or material civilization is a great stumbling block for spiritual advancement. Because material advancement means lots of anxiety to protect, to hold on. Ayashas, tras, chinta and bhram. So Prabhupada writes, from insignificant lipstick to the moon landing, you know, excursions, they are all sources of anxieties because it involves lots of energy and time and money, and the human life is getting wasted. So therefore, devotees, they are not so interested in establishing the relationship with the things of the world, but with the spiritual world, with Krishna. But to establish relationship with Krishna is also not so easy. Lots of anxiety is there in Krishna consciousness also. You know. And to get bhakti is not so easy. It is sudurlabha. So Rupa Goswami tells, why it is sudurlabha? Because of two reasons. Because devotees, they don't endeavor enough. And Krishna doesn't give it so easily. So therefore, path of bhakti is simple but not easy. Although Bhagavad Gita says it is sulabha. That means it is easier than other paths. It is not so easy. Yeah. So Gargamuni Prabhu, he was recalling that Srila Prabhupada, he would see good things in everyone. Good qualities in everyone. Because in the path of bhakti, we are trying to advance and we commit so many mistakes. And we sometimes think it is not so easy for me. I'll not be able to succeed. So what is the way out? So Srila Prabhupada, whenever he would see devotees committing mistake, how Prabhupada would deal with them? So Gargamuni Prabhu was telling that if you did something wrong, Prabhupada would reward you with more responsibility. That was the way Prabhupada would deal. The more bad you were, the more mistakes you made, the more responsibility he gave you. The more merciful he was with you. So that's the way of Prabhupada, of, you know, dealing with a person who has mistakes, who has faults. So entering spiritual life is not a guarantee for a peaceful life. Peace will not be there, you know. Peace may not be there. As Krishna, when he entered Vrindavan, Brajavasis, they didn't have any peaceful time. So Chaitanya Charitamrita was telling that there are two types of peace. There is a peace of mind and peace of heart. So peace of mind, it is very, very difficult to achieve many times. Because disturbances keep coming. Sometimes we are little peaceful, sometimes more peaceful. But complete peace of mind, not possible. But the peace of heart, Prabhuji was telling that it is achievable. Because we know that the purpose for which I am here, it is being done properly. The purpose of coming to this material world is to purify us, to frustrate our desires, to lord it over the material nature so that we can aspire for Krishna consciousness. And why devotees are peaceful at heart? Because they know that whatever is happening in my life, I know Krishna is there. Krishna is Supreme Loving Father and He is there taking care of my all the karmic accounts. Not just for pure devotees, for everyone. Even a person who has started coming and practicing Krishna consciousness, Krishna personally takes care of the devotee's life. He manages all the accounts, karmic accounts of this devotee. So that gives peace. That gives satisfaction. So when Krishna sees that this devotee is very steady and he is not getting affected, then he can award all the material glamour also. Krishna, when he sees that this is a perfect candidate for achieving all the glamour, he'll give that. Just like he gave for Dhruva Maharaj. He gave for Prahlad Maharaj. So in the fifth canto, when the story of Priyavrat Maharaj was being told by Shukdev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj had a question. That how come Priyavrat, he was earlier Brahmachari and then he entered Grihastha life, but still he maintained his renounced consciousness. How is it possible? So Shukdev Goswami says, Bhayam pramattasya vaneshu api syat yatasya aste sah shat sapatnaha jitendriyasya atmarate buddhasya grihashramam kimnu karoti avadyam. So he says, if a person out of fear of entanglement enters even a forest alone, he does not go alone. He goes with six wives, mind and six senses. But a person who is a pure devotee or he is completely focused, jitendriya, atmarati and buddha, one who is sense controlled, who is self-satisfied and very intelligently situated in Krishna consciousness, Grihashramam kimnu karoti? What harm household life can do to him? He'll always be in renounced order. So therefore, if somebody is earning lots of wealth and maintaining family and business and lots of enterprises, he may look like a pounds and shillings man, like any ordinary materialist. But because he has caught hold of lotus feet of Krishna very tightly, there is nothing which is going to happen to him. That's what Brahmaji is telling. The greatest of the managers and organizers and creators. Na bharati meyang mrishopalakshate na vai kvachin me manaso mrishagati na me rishika nipatandya satpate yannai radotkan thevata dhritohari. So he's telling to Narad Muni that my words never prove false. My senses, they never go towards sense gratification. And my mind has never deterred from the righteousness. Because, yanmai ridautkan thyavata dhrito hari. Because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord with great zeal. So that is the effect of, you know, practicing Krishna consciousness. One can have all the wealth, but still he will not be affected by the wealth. That is akinchana. So, and actually only a person who is spiritually rooted can handle the wealth of this world without getting affected, without getting proud, without getting intoxicated and illusioned. That's what Vamanadev tells to Bali Maharaj. Janma, karma, vayo, rupa, vidya, aishwarya, dhanadibhi, yadiyasyana bhavet stambha tatrayam mad anugrahat. If somebody has good wealth, good birth, high parentage, lots of knowledge, lots of austerity he has done, he will not be proud only if he has received my mercy. Manastamba nimittanam janma dinam samantataha yadi yasyana shreya sarva shreya pratipanam hant muhye namatparaha. Only matpara devotee, my devotee will not be affected by pride. Otherwise, everybody else in this world has to get affected by the wealth of this world. So therefore, devotees can accept the whole world for service of Krishna, but still they will be akinchana because they don't have anything for themselves. So the akinchanas, they may be in the renounced order of life, or they may be in the household order of life. Prabhupada gives the example of Sanatana Goswami. He had a touchstone, but he was not interested in that. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was a son of a billionaire, but he wanted to give up everything. Krishna Pada Padma Gandha Jai Jana Pai Brahma Loka Adi Sukh Tare Nahi Bhai. So that is Raghunath Das Goswami. And even if somebody is in a household life, if he has detached consciousness, he is a kinchana. Rupa Sanatan Goswami, when they were working under Nawab Hussain Shah, Vidya Bhakti Buddhi Bale Parama Praveen Tabu Apana Ke Mane Trina Hoitehin, they were perfect in every way. They were having all the knowledge, all the intelligence, wealth, prestige, fame, everything. But still, Tabu Apana Ke Mane Trina Hoitehin. That is the case of Yudhishthira Maharaj. He was not only the emperor of Bharata, he was the emperor of entire Bhumandal, Jambu Dvipadhipatyam. You know, but still he was having detached consciousness. Apipalad Dharma Raja Pitrivatran Jayan Praja Nispriha Sarvakamebhyo Krishna Padanu Sevaya. Because he was having one thing in his mind, how can I serve Krishna? So therefore he had no material intentions, no material desires. And the case of Ramananda Rai, he was governor of Bengal. But who can be more detached than Ramananda Rai? So therefore Sarvam Bhattacharya tells Mahaprabhu, you know, Ramananda Rai ache Godavari tire adhikari hoye teho vidyanagare. You know, shudra vishai jnane upeksha na karibo amar vachane tare avashya milibo. Don't consider that he is a vishai, sense gratifier. He is a great devotee. He is having that detached consciousness. So that is how the devotees, they are detached. And that is the definition of akinchana vittaya. So in the process of our practice of Krishna consciousness, if we keep on practicing the various limbs of bhakti, then we can also acquire this wealth of Krishna consciousness. Just today morning I was just hearing, and Radhanath Swami Maharaj was speaking, that if we serve in right consciousness, and if we have this mood that I don't deserve this mercy of Krishna, then we will get this wealth of Krishna. So that is the mood one should try to develop. And this is the prayer of Kunti Maharani, one of the themes. There are so many themes which are mentioned here. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.